Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. Our panel of hosts do these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. And as I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon. I'm coming to you with a background in education and that I'm a substitute teacher currently and just have had a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise going back decades because I had grandparents that were not in the best of health and I didn't want to travel down some of the health challenging paths that they had. And while I realize that some of it's genetic, I'm figuring that some of it I can actually avoid if I'm eating right and exercising and getting adequate sleep. And so there we are. So that Tier 90 program, when you're first starting out, is your one clean meal a day, 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. If you're not able to take them 15 to 20 minutes before your meal, just take them with your meals. I would say 35 to 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals, only because the life of a substitute teacher is absolutely crazy and we never know when our meals are going to be. Sometimes I would be grabbing my supplements as I was running out the door and eating breakfast to go off to teach school. Sometimes it was the kids decided that they needed some attention before I got to have my lunch, so you just never know. So take those supplements with your meals if you can't take it beforehand. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. That will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, and it will give you fiber, and fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety, or that feeling of fullness. The other is for good digestive health. And for that good digestive health, guys need 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving because 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week is on the agenda and really important that you get it in. I like to mix it up between the aerobic and the weight bearing just because I want to keep a good balance going forward as I get older. But whatever exercise gets you up moving, excited to do it is the one that's right for you. And switch it up periodically because your body does get bored with doing the same thing every single time. So switching it up will actually make your muscles work harder and actually is better for you. If you're doing all that movement, well, hydration is the next thought that we need to have, make sure that we're taking care of. That hydration baseline is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you bump it up from there depending on how much exercise you're doing and how much of your body fluid you're losing while you're exercising. Since a person can lose up to a quart in an hour if they're exercising heavily, really important to really stay hydrated. And the last thing that I have found in all of my studies, both for this program and any other program, is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night really sets your brain up for making good decisions, clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues. It just does a multitude of what I like to call system resets while you are sleeping. So it's very important to make sure you're getting that adequate sleep. Now, I forgot to mention that if you were listening to this and it's a podcast, if you wanted to catch us live, if you dial into 712-775-8972, and when it prompts for that conference code, put in 910022 to catch us live, and we would be delighted to have you. As I said, these calls are done Monday through Friday. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and because we know it's a lifestyle change, and we want to make sure that you have the best possible change that you possibly can. With that being said, we have for today some of this information is coming out of a book called Eat to Live by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N-M-D. And I'm going to go over some of the frequently asked questions. And today, the topic is, should I take vitamins and other nutritional supplements? So, Dr. Furman says, I often recommend that people take sensibly designed, high-quality vitamin and mineral supplements to ensure that they get enough vitamin D, vitamin B12, zinc, and iodine. It is also a good idea to take a supplemental omega-3 fatty acid, or DHA. Very few individuals eat perfectly, and some of us require more of the certain nutrients than others, so it makes sense to be sure to ingest adequate amounts of all of these important substances. Deficiency of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, is very common, and many of us avoid sun exposure, wear sunscreen daily, or spend most of our time indoors. Recent studies indicate that the average serum vitamin D levels of Americans have dropped in the past decade. This drop was associated with the overall increase of vitamin D insufficiency in nearly 3 out of 4 adolescents and adult Americans. Avoiding the sun may protect against skin damage, but vitamin D deficiency can contribute to the progression of osteoporosis. It has also been associated with the higher rates of certain cancers and autoimmune diseases. A 2009 meta-analysis of 19 studies established a strong inverse relationship between circulating vitamin D levels and breast cancer. Women in the highest vitamin D range reduced their risk of breast cancer by 45%. Another 2009 review of 25 studies found that that sufficient vitamin D levels were consistently associated with reduced risk of colorectal cancer. Vitamin D12 helps make red blood cells and keeps your nervous system working properly. It is found mainly in foods of animal origin, although individuals whose diets are low in animal products dramatically reduce their risk of developing certain diseases and increase life expectancy. They need a supplemental source of vitamin B12. Some people are unable to absorb vitamin B12 found naturally in food, particularly those in the over 50 age group. And so a supplement is often necessary to optimize immune function, especially in older people. I instruct my patients to avoid salt, which is iodinated, since salt is the primary source of iodine in most people's diets. A multivitamin can ensure adequate iodine intake for those who avoid salt. It is also a good idea to take some extra DHA, the omega-3 fatty acid, docosahexaenoic acid. This essential fatty acid is known for its importance in healthy brain function and cardio protection. It is naturally converted from omega-3 fats found in certain green vegetables, walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, and hemp seeds. Studies show that people that have varying abilities to make this conversion. Many cannot derive enough of these essential fatty acids from natural food sources, and men generally convert less than women, especially as they age. The main problem with taking the typical supplements is that they may expose you to extra nutrients that you do not need. More is not always better. While most people can certainly benefit from a sensibly designed vitamin multivitamin plus additional vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids, it is important to make the right choices. Excessive quantities of some vitamins and minerals can be toxic or have long-term negative effects. Avoid taking supplements that contain these ingredients: vitamin A, high dose of 200 international units or greater, isolated vitamin E, folic acid, beta carotene, and copper. Ingesting vitamin A or beta carotene from supplements instead of food may interfere with the absorption of other crucially important carotenoids, such as lutein and lycopene, thus potentially increasing your cancer risk. Folic acid is the synthetic form of folate added to foods or used as an ingredient in vitamin supplements. Folate is found naturally in fruits, vegetables, grains, and other foods. Too much folate obtained naturally from food is not a concern. It comes from naturally packaged in balance with other micronutrients, and the body regulates its absorption. Everyone, including pregnant women, should be getting adequate amounts of folate from natural plant sources. Recently, there has been some troubling studies connecting folic acid supplementation and cancer. More and more evidence suggests that folic acid supplementation may significantly increase the risk of cancer. Remember, dietary supplements are supplements, not substitutes for a healthy diet. Supplements alone cannot offer optimal protection against disease, and you cannot make a healthy diet into a healthy one by consuming supplements. And on Wednesday, I'm going to be jumping into, could restricting my intake of animal products or eating a strict vegetarian diet cause me to develop vitamin deficiencies? We'll have Frank up tomorrow. This is Susan Mann for April 8th, 2024, signing out. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. And we would be delighted to have you back. Any thoughts or comments, you can feel free to share with me as soon as I get us off of mute. Or if you choose, you can send me a text. Just let me know you're part of the TR90 group. I check my spam folders fairly regularly to make sure I'm not missing anybody. So there we are. And you can definitely text me to 503-502-4863. Make it a great day, and I look forward to your thoughts or comments. So there we have it, my friends. Why supplementation might be a good idea. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this. Make it a great day. Make sure to get some fresh air and spend a little bit of time outside to get some of that natural vitamin D. Have a great day.